We're back on the early morning agriculture roundup here on 580 WIPW. Greg Akagi with you this morning. And right now it's time for the Kansas Corn Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Corn Commission. We're pleased to be joined by Zoe Schultz, who has been serving as the Kansas Corn Intern. She is currently a student at Kansas State University with majors in ag communications and journalism, agronomy, and agricultural sales. And Zoe, not that you have any time, because you are very, very busy juggling your schoolwork with the majors and being a Kansas Corn intern as well.
Yes, absolutely. It seems like the days go quick and the weeks are long, but as always, really grateful for any opportunity to speak with anyone on behalf of my internship. And Greg, thanks for having me this morning.
You have a wide range, as we mentioned. You have ag communications and journalism, agronomy, and agricultural sales, but you also have minors as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to say no. I came from a diverse background in production from Western Kansas. I originally came in with an associate in ag business to K-State. Kind of just wanted to dive into something a little bit different. So I went ahead and started in ag comm. After realizing that very quickly I missed the science and kind of the technical side of production agriculture, I went ahead and added my minor in agronomy, which I really enjoy. All the labs are really great, and it's really interesting to have that diverse opportunity. Actually, just this year, as I entered my junior year, I went ahead and added another minor in ag sales. My parents, or my dad, is also a channel seedsman, and so I have some interest in that. And I'm really grateful I did that just because of some of the really robust classes that that ag sales minor also offers.
So how did you end up working as an intern for Kansas Corn?
Long story short, actually in 2019, my involvement with Corn first began as a scholarship recipient. I was really grateful for that opportunity. Shortly after, I was accepted into the Kansas Corn Collegiate Academy. And then just really quickly after, again, one of my collegiate mentors sent me the internship application. Quickly knew that it was going to be a good fit, but wasn't sure what all it would entail. But I'm really glad I went ahead and applied for it and took that position.
And what are some of the things and the projects that you've been working on?
Coming into it, I really wasn't sure, you know, what the schedule, what some of the projects would look like. It actually, my internship from last summer that was planned with Corn got moved to this year. Like many other things, COVID proposed other plans. So after some discussion with Josh and Greg and Sue as well, I'm kind of just interested and involved in helping with grower service projects, communication and marketing, some market development. And then I was really focused with the Kansas Corn Yield Contest and some of those agronomical projects as well.
Zoe Schultz is joining us, just completing her junior year at Kansas State University, and she joins us on the Kansas Corn Update here on 580 WIBW as she is the Kansas Corn Intern this year. Now, one of the things you did do, you were a part of the Collegiate Academy, the third class of the Collegiate Academy done by Kansas Corn. What are some of the things that happened during that, and how did it help benefit you as far as moving your career along?
Well, the Collegiate Academy program with Kansas Corn is exceptional. It's really a different program than some of the other ones that I've experienced in my college career and at K-State. It really not only allowed us six students to gain industry experience and connections, but it broadened our understanding about some of those key factors in production, including ethanol, policy, trade, livestock, and advocacy. You know, they always tell you it's all about who you know and what you know, or not what you know. So the people I met and the skill set I learned was exceptional. We took some different sessions, and then COVID kind of made a mark again, but Emily Cope, our collegiate supervisor, was exceptional about making the effort to get us on grain council, Zoom calls, or anything of this sort. Of course, I am a bit biased coming from Western Kansas. The session out there was definitely definitely one of my favorites for sure.
Hey, us Western Kansas people got to stick together, by gosh. So
absolutely, we're like a tribe.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, besides all these projects you've been working on, I know you've been doing some research profiles and ag career profiles, and I had the pleasure of being one of those that you interviewed too.
Yeah, those were so fun. on a top five project list that I've been a part of throughout this year, those were definitely my favorite. A couple years ago, I think, I don't know the timeline for sure, but Kansas Corn kind of put in place these career profiles for students like myself and others that maybe kind of have a direction of where they want to go, but they're not entirely sure. And so we have anything on those profiles from just a farmer, custom harvester, anyone in the ag business world. And then, of course, like yourself, Greg, we had some farm broadcasters. I had the pleasure of kind of reaching out to different organizations and some of those top ag leaders in the state of Kansas and beyond to kind of talk about their education and their career path. Just of course, to give students a better understanding of what it takes to get where you are, and then it just doesn't happen right away. And then, like you said, one of the recent projects that I was really grateful to be a part of as well was each year the Kansas Corn Commission funds research proposals. Those proposals are just kind of put in place to continue optimizing the use of corn and growing the demand in production. One of the recipients of that was Dr. Gupta from Pittsburgh State. His research is really focused on polymer research and using corn oil. We actually took a road trip to Pittsburgh, which had never been there before. Really interesting town. and then I just kind of had been writing a research proposal feature on him and kind of how his work has kind of stemmed from his place at Pittsburgh, as well as how the commission fits in with that. It's been really interesting. The internship with Kansas Corn has been so unique and incredible because I have certain and very unique degrees. Josh and the whole team has really been able to incorporate all three of my career passions and degree focuses.
And finally, Zoe, if anyone has wants to learn more about Kansas Corn programs or their collegiate programs, what's the best way they can do that?
Yes. So for anyone interested in really finding more information about Kansas Corn programs or collegiate opportunities, they can certainly visit kscorn.com, find Kansas Corn on social media, or really just reach out to anyone on the team. They're all incredible, or if anyone has questions, they can for sure find me anywhere or shoot me an email or give me a phone call as well.
All right, Zoe, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Take care.
That is Zoe Schultz, who just completed her junior year at Kansas State University, and she has been our guest on the Kansas Corn Update here on 580 WIBW. It's brought to you by the Kansas Corn Commission. And stay with us. We've got more on the early morning agriculture roundup after this.